It's 7:30 a.m. The game day just started, and I'm in my hiding spot. And I've done something that I think is so dumb that it might just be genius. I've come to the airport.
Welcome to episode 3 of our 6-day game of hide-and-seek across Japan. After finding Ben in the mountain town of Yamadera and Adam in the forests by Tobiyama Castle, now it's my turn to see if I can set a winning time. As a reminder, in this game, the hider has 3.5 hours to get to a hiding spot. Then, the seekers gain information about the hider's location by choosing questions from the question menu. I, the hider, have to answer truthfully, but in exchange, I get cards that can help me slow them down. So without further ado, let's go to Ben and Adam, starting where we found Adam yesterday as they tried to track me down.
All right.
Good morning from the woods.
It is 7:30 a.m., and that means that it's time to find Sam.
Let's go get him.
All right. So first things first, we got to figure out which direction we are going to go. Are we going up the country or are we going down the country?
Well, I'd say the first direction we need to go is sort of out of the woods.
Well, we do need to get out of the woods.
Yeah. When we get to Utsunomiya, we can either go back up northeast, right, like towards where you hit on that Shinkansen, or we can go down towards like Omiya and like Tokyo area.
Yeah.
Ben, I would love to find one question that can tell us which way to go and that doesn't require us to like move a lot to do so.
Okay, here's my logic. So this game rewards risk because the winner is the longest run. It doesn't matter, like, Adam's run from yesterday, meaningless, because it wasn't longest. I don't think you're going to get the longest run, or at least have the best shot of getting the longest run, by kind of just doing the same thing. And there were plenty of options that I saw that would have been, like, the more or less the same kind of location profile, like small to medium-sized town, you know, 1 to 2 hours on Shinkansen, then transferring onto a smaller line. The thing is, you're required in this game to center your location on a train station. And basically every single train station in the entire country serves a town, a city, a village, some population center. And therefore, that's kind of what you expect when you ask the questions. But the train station here, it doesn't serve a town, it serves an airport. So my guess is that the answers are going to be really confusing to Ben and Adam. And this is massive. There's like 3 terminals. Each terminal has, even just in the publicly accessible area before security that I'm allowed to go into, there's like a bajillion different meandering locations. I'm going to have a while to be able to look around and find a good spot. I could be completely wrong. I mean, I have no idea. I mean, nobody has ever tried something like this. But maybe it works out. Maybe this really confuses them. We'll see.
Okay, well, we've made it back to the station. There's a light rail soon, so far, we are killing it.
Okay.
Sam, you're toast.
All right, Ben. I actually think that I have a really good solution here. We can do a matching question about if his nearest major international airport is the same as our nearest major international airport. The reason that's good is we are closest to Narita Airport here. But Haneda Airport is right here. But what's good is there are no other major international airports in the whole top half of the country. So if he says, yes, we share the same closest airport, we know he's closest to here, which means he's up here. He's this way, right?
Yeah.
If the answer is no, then we know he can't be anywhere up here. He has to be closer to Haneda or to one of the other ones, to like Osaka or whatever, Nagoya.
I mean, that certainly gives us a direction to go. I quite like that.
Okay. I say we go for it.
Let's hit him with it. Sam's never going to see this one coming.
All right, I've come to hang out in the massage chairs because it's already very hot outside. Okay, first question. Is your closest major international airport the same as ours?
So, as you can imagine, that question freaked me out a bit. But I chose to believe that it was just a coincidence. Just because they asked me about my nearest airport didn't mean they knew I was at the airport. However, you, the audience, do know I'm at the airport, and now you know it's Narita Airport, which means we're going to do something a bit unusual this round. Boop! There I am. Now let's see how they do.
All right. I am sending them their answer. This will definitely give them some direction.
All right.
Okay.
You got our answer?
Well, that is very interesting. It's the same.
So it means the man's gone north.
Well, that means he's gone north, or... I mean, this is possible.
Right, he could have gone maybe to Niigata somehow.
Yeah, but it's unlikely.
Here's what I will say, Adam. I know that Sam was very bothered by the weather yesterday.
So sure.
He might have been trying to go as far north as possible.
But Adam didn't have a massage function in the middle of the woods yesterday. First card pull of the round. So, one, two, oops. Okay, so I got Curse of the Endless Tumble, a 15-minute bonus, and a 15-minute bonus.
Curse of the Endless Tumble. Seekers must roll a die at least 100 feet and have it land on 5 or 6 before they can ask another question. Casting cost, roll a die. If it's a 5 or a 6, this card has no effect.
I don't think this is going to cost them more than 15 minutes, to be honest. I think I'm just going to keep the 15-minute time bonus. I'm going to get a massage now. Oh my god. The seat's going backwards. Oh. That's nice. It's very nice.
Oh man, that's a great start.
You love to see it.
In terms of the complexity of what's happening, nowhere here, none of this, none at like, this is much simpler to deal with.
Sam is not going to be pleased about that at all.
No.
Oh, it's getting my butt now. Oh. Oh, it's hitting my butt. Oh, yeah. Oh.
All right, welcome back to beautiful Utsunomiya Station.
Ben, look, I don't want to jinx anything, but I would make the argument that Sam going that direction was stupid.
No, he's cooked. This round is basically over.
Okay, so I think just hop on a Shinkansen, headed north.
Yep.
And go from there.
Yeah.
We'll need to do some stuff to figure out a few things. I think maybe we go up a little bit on the Shinkansen and hit him with a 100-mile radar, because that would include Niigata.
Yeah.
So then we would know if it's a miss. You don't have to worry about that.
I think he probably went further than that.
Probably.
I wonder where Ben and Adam think I am. Because I think it's just like... I think it's just so unintuitive. Hopefully. Maybe the one big risk of going here is that, like, you know, I'm sure the first comments on this are going to be like, oh, of course he went to the airport. Because everyone thinks that I've made an entire career off of airport content, which is, I guess, kind of true. I mean, this game is called Jet Lag the Game. My other channel became popular because of videos about airplanes and stuff. Ooh, let's get the butt again.
What am I eating? Oh, it's good, though. It's pretty good, though.
All right. Shinkansen will be here in a few minutes. Given that we just have a little bit of time right now, it feels like the thing to do is to ask for a picture, because the 15 minutes it takes to send it won't annoy us at all.
You know, we could do the 5 buildings.
We could do widest street, which we haven't done yet. Because 5 buildings is easier to manipulate. Widest street, which you have to shoot a picture across the widest street, I think tells just quite a lot about, like, how urban it is.
Well, it'll tell us if there's, like, a highway in the middle of a city, stuff like that.
All right. I say we do that.
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know.
There's a lot of goo coming.
There's a lot of goo. It's mostly goo.
All right. Massage is over. I'll almost certainly be back, but I've been sent on a mission. You get a photo, the widest street. The photos, honestly, are the ones I'm worried about. Gotta move fast to get to the spot on time. Okay. Seems like the widest street is not, like, here, but there's a wider one kind of in the middle of the parking area. Okay, I'm gonna be honest. I just noticed that. And if they ask tallest building... visible from the train station, I am cooked.
All right, Ben, we are heading up towards Sendai. This train stops at Sendai, Fukushima, Koriyama, and in the snack zone. Welcome to Snack Zone. It's a show within a show where we review Japan's greatest snacks.
Or just other stuff that we find.
Today we are having Iggy Bins. I got this one with an angry chicken.
I got the nice chicken.
Oh yeah, yours is better.
So I stick with the nice chicken.
All right, this street here seems to be the answer. Mostly because most of them have a median. This one doesn't have a median. I'm going to take one right across from here. I don't think it's going to be tremendously helpful. The main thing that I'll tell them is, like, I'm probably not in a very small place. Okay, now that that's done, let me pull my card. Curse of the Impressionable Consumer.
Curse of the Impressionable Consumer. The seekers must buy a product that they saw an advertisement for before asking another question. Casting cost, the seeker's next question is free.
Okay, that's pretty good. Ooh, this is awesome. Looks like they took the Shinkansen north. So they probably did a 50-50 gamble and went north, and that is the wrong direction.
Oh, Ben.
It's a pretty wide street.
That's a pretty wide street. So we can't be somewhere that's...
No.
Like, there's not a street like that where I hid, certainly.
You know where there is a street like that?
Where?
All along the coast.
I would not be surprised if he was on the coast.
When do we want to hit him with the radar? When we get to,
Natsushi Obara.
Natsushi Obara. Yeah, I think if we hit him with that, he'd sit pretty.
So, I've got a theory of a hiding spot that I want to check out. And I'll explain it. But first, I have to get to find it. Man, I'm thinking about how tremendously cooked I am if they ask the tallest building thing. The tallest building visible from any entrance of the train station. The control tower is definitely, definitely visible. So if they can identify that, they can figure out with pretty good confidence that I'm at an airport. And they already know my closest airport is Narita.
All right, Ben, we are in Natsushi Obara.
Yay. Let's hit him with the radar. 100 miles. I mean,
if it's a hit,
boy, we'll have gotten the area down real quick. Real quick.
All right, just got hit by 100-mile radar. Let me see. All right, I'm about 90 miles away from their 100-mile radar, so it counts. So that'll be that. Okay, I'm back at the same spot as my last card pull. One, two. Ooh.
Curse of the Ransom Note. The next question that the seekers ask must be composed of words and letters cut out of any printed material. Casting cost, spell out Curse of the Ransom Note as a ransom note.
The next question that the seekers ask must be composed of words and letters cut out of any printed material. Or randomized question. I think I'm going to keep randomized question, because if they hit me with the tallest building thing, I just hit them with the randomized question. That would be pretty good.
Ben, it's a hit. I would say that a hit is more annoying in terms of what do we do now. If it was a miss, we just go up.
Well, yeah. One of the biggest troubles is this guy.
It's still this.
He got to.
Here's what I think we should do. Is his nearest Shinkansen line the same as ours? If the answer is yes, it means he's in this half. If the answer is no, Niigata, or he's doing something with this.
Yeah. I think that there's a decent chance he's on this coast.
Yeah. That's kind of what I think, too. Okay. How do we feel about that?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Let me just ask yet another question. It was the nearest Shinkansen. And I think the answer is yes. I need to check. They're really dumping questions on. Oh, it is so close to being a mess. I am literally less than a mile from being closer to the Tokaido Shinkansen. Let me let him know. That's unfortunate. One, two, three. 10-minute bonus. Curse the Frozen Dot.
Curse of the Frozen Dot. Place a point on the map at least 1,000 feet from where the seekers are currently standing. If in exactly 15 minutes they are within 250 feet of that point, they are frozen in place for the next 30 minutes.
That's interesting. 5-minute bonus. Gotta keep Curse of the Frozen Dot. I mean, these aren't good bonuses. Yeah, that's easy. All right, I'm going exploring.
Okay, we got our answer.
Okay, yes. Okay. Yes, so that means that he's almost certainly... I mean, he's being here, but he's probably on the East Coast.
And this is the best place to
connect. This is the best connecting to the East Coast. Yeah, because you can go to Milwaukee.
Yeah. I bet he's on the coast.
Yeah. Well, we should do something to confirm it.
Here, let's go set up a shot somewhere.
So...
the situation is complicated. The area we're dealing with is so small, but if he is on the coast,
right,
the trains to get there take so long.
Well, they take so long or they don't run. Like, here's what's annoying. Last night, he could have gone up to Koriyama and then over to Iwaki, but those trains only run in the afternoon.
Right, so we can't do that. We would have to go, we just need to figure out as fast as possible if we need to start making that 4 or 5 hour journey to the coast. And
is it really 4 or 5 hours? Okay, wait, Ben. If we're doing this, we need to figure out now because this train doesn't leave for a long time afterwards.
Down to Mito?
Yeah.
No, yeah. In fact, we would have to get on that. I almost think
we need to go get on it just as a safety precaution.
Too big of a risk to not do that.
Okay, we need to ask a question though. You want to ask about the coast?
Yes, I guess coast.
I don't know. I mean, I'm searching for a better idea here. We need to ask. I'm just going to ask about coastline, Ben. We have to ask something. We have to ask something.
Yeah, I think it's got to be coast or elevation, right?
I'm doing coast because we can get an answer before we have to get on this train.
Okay.
I bet you anything this is what he did.
Okay, finally found a way to Terminal 2. Let me tell you, it's so hard to navigate these areas. This is going to suck for them. All right, another question. They are really going heavy with them, which might be the right strategy. Closer or nearer from the coast? Okay, they are 35 miles. I am just 20. Actually, less than that in this direction. I'm just 13 or so. So I'm definitely closer. Okay, another poll. 1, 2, 3. Oh, 5 minutes. Really? 3 5-minutes? All right. Well, I guess I'll take 5 minutes.
Well, it seems like our train to Mito is delayed. We just can't tell what's going on because everything's in Japanese.
Closer. Yeah, okay. That's what we thought.
He's got it. But,
Okay, what do you reckon? You want to ask about if he's in the same prefecture now, maybe? We need to start splitting this up.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, you know what? Maybe the cheaper way of doing it isn't prefecture. Maybe we ask about, we do a radar. Maybe like a 50. It also could be the case that he, like, went all the way down to, like, the coast down there.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I don't know, man. I mean...
But, yeah, no, I think a 50-mile radar makes sense.
Okay.
We got to start cutting the options down.
What a mess, Ben.
Okay, well, still searching. Now I have a 50-mile radar. It's going to be a miss. Big miss. I think that's pretty good for me. I don't think it's going to be massively influential. Okay, 2, 2, 2, 1, 2. Curse of the Zoologist.
Curse of the Zoologist. Take a photo of a wild fish, bird, mammal, reptile, amphibian, or bug. The seekers must take a picture of a wild animal in the same category before asking another question.
Well, the other one is a randomized question. I think I'm going to keep a randomized question. That seems good. Yeah, I'm going to keep a randomized question.
That was a jingle.
Please line up to board the train. I mean, as long as it still shows, I think it's just a little late.
Yeah.
Miss.
Interesting.
Okay, this is very interesting, Ben.
I think that's good.
It's a miss. I would argue that is good. I mean, it's possible he's up.
There's like this little sliver.
That little sliver.
But are there like even train stations in that sliver?
Well, let's check. Let's check the sliver. I mean, there's like the airport. There's not a lot.
Thanks to their train delay, Ben and Adam had some time to analyze the 50-mile radar mist and further narrow down possibilities. Lucky for them, they realized that the train they were waiting for, that they would have already been on if it had been on time, would actually get them to the remaining options much more slowly. So they shifted gears.
But look, Ben, it would be faster to not take this.
Okay, well, do we want to get on the Shinkansen at 9:30? We got to decide quickly, because that train's in 3 minutes.
Let's get on the Shinkansen, head south,
all right,
and do a hotter, colder. Do you know what platform Shinkansen is on?
Nope.
Keep going. Is that it, leaving or arriving?
I don't know.
Arriving. I think. Yeah. We gotta act quickly. Wow, we almost made it. A pretty big blunder, I would say.
That miss is good.
That miss is really good. It would have been, I mean, pretty freaking tough for us if he had been anywhere in there. Our next stop is more than 50 miles away.
Oh, so.
50 mile hotter, colder starts now.
Good news.
I have finally found it.
Yeah. See, there's going to be an underpass. Yeah, there we go. Okay.
Oh, wow. This is a long hallway.
Okay. They're starting with 50 mile hotter, colder. Presumably, they're going to head south then. So my understanding is that this is an old train station. It was Narita's first train station before it kind of grew big. It's kind of in the center of everything. But I mean, it's far from the actual terminus. And you just saw, it took me like an hour to find this entrance. You have to kind of like navigate your way through the back of the Terminal 2 train station.
Wow. This is something.
I think this... Can you hear that escalator sound? It is terrifying. There's also no air conditioning here. The question was, can I survive hours potentially? No air conditioning. Creepy escalator sounds. All right, that was good intel. I think I'm going to head back to the massage chairs. I think I deserve that after all that. That was a big womp.
All right, Ben, we've gone 50 miles south. It's time for the hotter, colder.
Yeah.
All this really tells us is it just makes sure that he's not in that little Sendai sliver, but I think we need to know that.
You can never be too safe.
I am drowning in sweat. It is so humid and hot out.
Okay, Ben, he has said that we are hotter, which is what we expected.
Okay.
But it's just good to eliminate that awful little sliver.
He's not in the sinister Sendai sliver.
So there's, at this point, I think there's only two prefectures he could really be in. What are they, Ben?
Ibaraki or Chiba.
Fortunately for us, we're in the Tochigi prefecture, which
right.
ends with I.
Right.
So if we asked if his prefecture ends with the same letter as us, if the answer is yes, it means he's in the Ibaraki prefecture. If the answer is no, it means he's in the Chiba prefecture.
Quite interesting.
Which I would say could be compelling.
Very compelling.
I will say I am scared about the cards that he has. He hasn't used any cards yet, and we've been asking a lot of questions.
No, but here's the other thing. His hand at this point is probably full because he hasn't played anything. So the more questions we can ask now while his hand is full, the better. Because that's going to force him to play stuff when he doesn't want to play it or discard stuff.
Right.
So let's learn if he's which prefecture he's in.
Okay, just got another question. I haven't even had time to do the card pull yet. I need to catch up. Okay, first thing I'm going to do is discard my 5-minute bonus because that's not useful. Now I'm going to do. Thermometer, draw two, pick one. All right, one, two. Ooh, curse of the right turn.
Curse of the right turn. For the next hour, the Seekers can only turn right at any street intersection. Casting cost, discard a curse, and one other card.
And discard two, draw three. I'm going to keep curse of the right turn. All right, now let me answer. Does my prefecture end with I? No.
We got an answer from Sam. What's the answer?
Ben, his prefecture does not end with the same letter as ours.
Ooh.
Which means that he is there.
A tiny little baby area.
Little baby area.
A little baby area for little baby
the
Sam.
The kind of area that a sweet little baby might be.
Yeah. Mm. Sorry, sweet little baby.
Sweet little baby Sam, we're about to go get you. I mean, there is still quite a lot of rail complexity there, but I think that some well-placed tentacles, the debut of tentacles, Benjamin, might just be enough to narrow him down.
I think you may be right.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a combo bonus, because I have to discard something before I pull the card for that. So I think I'm going to use some curses, because there's a combo here that I think could be rather annoying. I wish I could wait a little bit longer, but I can't because I need to draw this card. Dude, you're not allowed to combo all curses, but the first one does not prevent them from asking a question or taking transit. So we're going to start with Curse of the Right Turn, and then I'm going to play Curse of the Impressionable Consumer. That probably means that they need to go out on the streets. So I think they would just, like, hopefully just waste a lot of time trying to find this. The thing is, I do need to, in order to play this, because I need to discard a curse and one other card, and the Seeker's next question is free. But I think it's worth a shot. I don't think the 15-minute time bonus is worth much, and a Curse of the Frozen Dot, honestly, it's tricky. But yeah, I think I'm going to play this. So now I get to draw three. Airplanes. One, two, three. Discard one, draw two. 10-minute bonus, 5-minute bonus. Oh, those are not great. I guess I'll keep the discard one, draw two. All right.
Yeah. Hello. We've been cursed.
We've been cursed.
We've been cursed.
We've been cursed in a way that I would argue
is very confusing.
It's not the best way to curse us.
Curse of the Right Turn. For the next hour, the Seekers can only turn right at any street intersection. Curse of the Impressionable Consumer. The Seekers must buy a product that they saw an advertisement for before asking another question. This advertisement must be found out in the world, not on a Seeker's device. Casting cost, the Seeker's next question is free.
But the first one only lasts for an hour, and it prevents us from taking right turns when walking.
Yeah.
And it's like, we ain't walking.
And then
the other one, not
well,
a very
we're
good,
headed towards
literally Tokyo. Like that. We're going to be able to clear that in like 5 minutes. Sam.
I would say,
Sam.
This is what many would call a blunder. It is crazy that we asked about the airports and he's within like 20 miles of Narita Airport.
It is crazy. I mean, literally, our first question referenced Narita Airport.
Okay, they got this great observation deck here. So that's a 787 from Zip Air, which is a low-cost airline that's like a subsidiary of, I think, Japan Airlines. All right, and here's a Vietnam Airlines A350. Way over there is an Asiana A330, I think. I do love how all the airport workers here wear hard hats. They never do that anywhere else. Oh, look at all that cargo.
Wait, Ben, I just realized something.
Yeah.
Curse of the Impressionable Consumer means that our next question is free, which means that we can do a free tentacles.
Oh, that hurts.
That's gonna hoit.
Oh, that hurts.
Ooh, that's gonna hoit ya.
Those are the most expensive
questions.
Oh,
we get to ask the most expensive question for free.
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 Look, the cards require a certain, you know, the panache, a certain skill with card games.
You, the audience, I bet you would do better with the cards.
You would definitely do better with the cards. And in fact, you can do better with the cards.
Because, of course, you'd be buying this game. We adapted this game, as we've mentioned, to be played wherever you live.
Mm-hmm.
And you would do better with the cards.
And you would have so much fun. But there's going to be a thing you could click on.
Maybe. You could click on it.
And you should click on it.
I don't know. Could be interesting.
Could be very interesting.
Time for massage number two. Let's check it out, Adam. Okay, it looks like they're getting close to Tokyo Station, so they've made the correct decision just to come to Tokyo. Once they're at Tokyo Station, it's about an hour out to here, but we first have to, like, figure out here's the spot. Of course, sorry. The massage stuff gets distracting in a delightful way. It's just, oh, it's finding a really good spot in the back. Whew.
All right. Welcome to Tokyo, Ben.
Welcome back to Tokyo. Well, we got some curses to deal with. We got to find an advertisement, then we got to buy what it's telling us.
How will we possibly do that in Tokyo Station?
It may be impossible.
There's an advertisement for whatever that is.
They seem to be advertising rice.
I don't think we can buy innovating energy technology, probably.
Well,
so the right turns thing doesn't apply to us in the station because it's only with for streets.
It's streets. Kind of does nothing to us right now. It seems to be for some kind of software that doesn't work.
I mean, we might want to pop out of the station.
Yeah.
Oh. That's an ad for a drink.
Go up there. But remember, we can only turn right.
Well, but this is still a walkway.
Yeah.
Did you get what it was?
It was some kind of water. It'll come back. Come back. Come back, please.
Okay, I didn't have my shoes off last time, and the underfoot action is ticklish, but delightful.
Okay.
Coca-Cola. All right, let's buy a Coca-Cola.
We were sitting at this digital billboard for like 10 minutes waiting for something to come up.
I bet you that there's Coca-Cola inside of New Days.
Yep.
New Days.
Wonderful. Coca-Cola secured. All right, we have been impressionable consumers, so the curse is now clear.
They have cleared their curses, which, to be honest, that didn't impede them that much, unfortunately.
Now that that curse is out of the way, we are going to head to Narita, and we're going to hit him with some tentacles.
Tentacle time. And it's going to be free, Ben.
And it's going to be freaking free.
Unfortunately, it's actually going to take a while to get there because we're now on slow lines.
Yeah, well, the good thing is I think we've got him mostly figured out at this point.
Yeah.
Oh, we have a big boy.
Well, it's an itsy-bitsy Japan Airlines plane. I love that.
The fuck is an Aero K? I have never heard of that, and I know my airplanes. I don't think that's a real airline. I'm going to say it now. I don't care. I don't care when Ben and Adam get me. I'm sitting out here, nice little breeze. I'm sipping sake on some ice, ripping through single-use plastics, and watching some planes take off. This is amazing. I love this. Oh yeah, what I don't love, they are on basically the direct route to here from Tokyo Central. It is like the most intuitive way to get in this general direction, but I don't love it. They might be coming here. This is bad. They might be coming here. Where does that line go? Oh, wait, airplane.
All right, so...
Hello, we are here reporting from... We are almost the middle of the remaining area where Sam could be hiding.
And we are about to deploy our tentacles.
Yes, we're about to activate our tentacles tool.
Tentacles is a new tool that is useful for narrowing down sort of denser, more metro-y areas.
Okay, here's how tentacles work. The seekers ask the hider the following question. Of all the blanks within 15 miles of us, which are you, the hider, closest to? That blank can be filled with one of four things. Zoos, aquariums, amusement parks, and metro lines. So if there are five zoos within 15 miles of the seekers, the hider must say which of the five they are nearest to, cutting down the potential hiding area by 80%. The only caveat is that the hider must also be within 15 miles of the seekers, or the question returns a null answer. The tool is called tentacles because you can envision the seekers turning all the zoos within 15 miles of them into their tentacles, which feel around for the hider until the nearest one pings back with a hit. The key to tentacles is that it's incredibly useful for helping seekers narrow down the hider's location in dense urban areas. In rural areas, tentacles are useless because there will likely be no amusement parks, no zoos, no aquariums, and no metro lines. But in denser urban areas, there will be several of each. And the more there are, the better for the seekers, as it means they end up with more precise information.
And so we are going to ask about which amusement park Sam is closest to. There are five within 15 miles of us. We are going to ask right
now. This sucks. They're getting close enough that I think I gotta start heading to my hiding spot just in case, you know? I was really enjoying my plane spotting. Guess who just got tentacled? That doesn't sound right. Oh yeah, I'm definitely within 15 miles. Oops. Well, they're gonna like that. I don't like that they're gonna like that.
It was a hit.
Okay. All right, wait. He's closest to Fantasy Kids Resort, which is actually very interesting, because it's close to another one. It's close to this one, and it's kind of close to this one. So that gives us quite a limited...
That's quite good. That's quite good.
All right, this is us. All right. Wow, it's hot here.
I forgot how hot is it outside. The answer is very. They are in Narita, the city now. Oh, that's uncomfortably close. Okay, I sure hope they're getting out of the train in Narita right now. I'm going like, where the f*** could he be now?
The area where he could be is pretty limited right now, but it's going to take a minute to figure out exactly what that area is. We got a little bit of work.
Maybe not. I don't know. One can dream. Okay, they've been in Narita long enough at least to make me believe that they did not stay on the train, which would have brought them right here, which is great news. So now they got to figure out where within 15 miles of where the fuck I am.
So let me see if I can follow some logic here.
What angle is that? 85 degrees.
So you, the audience, this was easy for our motion graphic designers, but it actually took us quite a while to figure out what area that meant he was in. But you can see it now on the screen. It means he's somewhere in here, in this slice.
And so I believe that means that he is on one of these two lines.
How confident do we feel about that?
Well, could he not be further east?
This is the slice. So I actually don't really think he could be east unless he's at the airport. Which maybe he is.
It'd be pretty weird.
It would be an interesting thing for him to do.
Honestly, I think they're going to guess that I'm here. Because, like, they know now I'm within 15 miles of that radius. And I think once you think about it, you realize that the airport's a great hiding spot. Maybe.
Here's what I reckon. I think probably another question is in order.
Yeah.
One thing we could do is we could hit him with a quick radar just to figure out within that 15 miles, close, or is he far out?
Yeah.
I'd be inclined to try a little radar.
A 10-mile or a 5-mile? 5-mile, if it's a miss, would tell us he didn't go to the airport. I don't think he would have gone to the airport.
No, that would have been too weird even for him.
Back in Terminal 2. All right, I'm going to hang out here for a while because I'm close enough that I should be able to get back to the hiding spot if they start coming towards here.
What do you reckon, Ben?
What's annoying is, like, I would love, like, a 7.
We could do our choose. Do you want to choose a 7? I'll do a 7 if you want.
Yeah, 7 just feels right.
Oh, we got a 7-mile radar. That's interesting. That's very specific. I'm tempted to use the randomize, because I have 2 of them, because 7 miles pretty cleanly kind of tells them here-ish. I guess I'm going to randomize it. The thing that they randomize with could be worse. But I have another randomize. I think we're going to try it.
Okay. Sam's hit us with a randomize. So there are 6 remaining radars.
It's just going to be what comes up on the screen.
Yep. Okay. We're hoping for 5 or 6.
Okay.
6. Okay. So that's a 10-mile radar.
That's fine.
That's still fine. It's a little bigger than we would have liked, but it's way better than if it had been.
Yeah. That's still somewhat useful.
All right. Well, the randomize apparently got 10-mile radar, which almost the same thing. I'm not sure that would have worth the power of. That's sometimes how the jets lag. Okay, finally get to draw new cards again. 1, 2. That is not great.
Okay, a bit of confusing card stuff here. I selected the draw 1, and then I used it to draw a new card, the Curse of the Lemon Phylactery. But I couldn't fulfill its casting cost of a curse, so I discard 1, draw 2 to discard that, and drew 2 more.
And draw 2. Ooh, 10 meepos. Not bad. 10 meepos. Okay, well, could have wished for more. That's all right. Well, better than nothing.
It is so hot here. Sort of some of the hottest we've ever seen in terms of heat.
I'm like in a wetsuit.
Well, this is a choice that you made.
Yeah.
Okay, Ben, it's a hit.
I mean, we figured it probably would be.
So, Ben, he's either at the airport, up a few stops this way, or on one of these lines. I don't hate the idea of getting on this line on the local and asking if our train would stop at his station.
Well, do we want to get a photo of something we could maybe recognize before we do that?
Yes.
Because if we're riding that line...
Let's ask for a photo of what? Of tallest building from the train station?
Yeah.
Or we could do the train platform. No, tallest building from the train station. Sends us a picture of Narita Airport as the tallest building he can see. That will be very funny.
Well, they have asked the question. Tallest building from station. Well, that's what this is for. It's going to be another randomize. I'm just like, I don't feel like I have another option. I got to try it.
The man has done another randomize.
That's annoying.
He's hit us with yet another randomize, so I guess we're going to get a random photo. The thing is, we can just ask that photo again. It just means he gets a card.
Okay, random number 1 to 14. Here we go.
13. Ooh, Strava map of a half-mile walk.
Okay, great.
That's pretty good. I don't mind that at all.
No, that's going to be still quite useful.
Okay, they got a Strava map. That'll be a bit useful. Okay, my technique is that there's some very unhelpful, perfectly 90-degree turns here. So I reckon I just do the most generic thing possible and do like a bit of a square, you know? I think that would work.
So this is the local line. It's one of the 2 that we think he could be on. I mean, you want to just go sit on the train for
Let's
now.
Go get on the train.
Jaywalk. Here is turn 5. This isn't great. I mean, this is going to be pretty notable. But that's the best I could do. All right, time for a new card. Curse of the Mediocre Travel Agent.
Curse of the Mediocre Travel Agent. Choose any publicly accessible place within a half mile of the seeker's current location. They must go there, spend at least 10 minutes there, and acquire a souvenir before asking another question. Casting cost, their vacation destination must be further from you than their current location.
Oh, this is good.
Right. Okay, we have the map.
I don't know. It's going to be hard to match that with these towns. Okay, so right now we're taking off on the local line. And, we're going to ask him if our train would stop at his station. Because we're pretty sure we've narrowed it down to, like, 2 lines.
Yep. Okay, they hit me with a train service, and the answer is no. And that means I get to draw three more. One, 5-minute bonus. Two, 15-minute bonus. Three, discard one, draw two. Let me keep discard one, draw two. I think I'll play that right now. So I'm going to discard one 10-minute bonus with a discard one, draw two, and draw two more, which are going to be duplicate another card. Ooh, that could be good. And 20-minute bonus. Oh, wow, that was so worth it. Let's go. Well, this is interesting. They seem to be heading away from the airport. This is despite the fact that I think quite soon they're going to learn that the airport would be the right direction to go.
Not the same train line. Okay. Sam is not on this train line, which means that I guess
he's almost certainly on the other train line then. So we need to get off at the next stop, and we need to get to the other train station. The only other thing is he could technically be at the airport. Maybe he's at the damn airport. Maybe that's why he, tried to not answer the tallest building.
Well, we should ask tallest building again.
I am now, what if he's at the stupid airport?
I mean, the thing is, if he's at the airport, it would at least be obvious with this question.
Yeah.
That is where he's at.
Look, I still think we're going to be fine, but we are getting closer to a dangerous time than I would like.
He certainly has been milking the end of this game. Okay, so...
Oh, it's so hot.
Okay, so Sam was not on the local line, so we're going back.
Hurry, Ben.
If we can make this...
Oof. Okay, great.
Back to Narita. We're going to go ahead and ask Sam for a photo of the tallest building from the station again. It's frankly suspicious that he didn't want to answer that.
Yeah.
And we do think there's a chance he's at the airport.
It would be funny.
It wouldn't be that funny.
All right. Well, they hit me with the tallest building from the train station. That sucks. Well, I think it was inevitable.
We go back to the KC.
Yes, we have to go back to the KC line. And we have to ride it to the airport so that we can get on it going the other way.
All right.
I've walked this hallway so many times. Unfortunately for me, this is definitely an entrance to the train station. And that control tower is definitely the tallest. So there's no way around this. All right. I'm sending them the photo. I think they're going to love this.
Fanny's at the airport.
What? Adam says mother f***er. It's kind of rude. Back here. I need to sit down. Given the curses I have on hand, I think I might be here for a while.
I think we might have him. Adam, are you sure that none of these other stations have an air traffic control tower?
There have been people coming through this station, taking photos and stuff, clearly train enthusiasts.
So, just by the way, for you train enthusiasts out there, the reason this station, Higashi Narita, is so famous is because it basically has no reason to still exist. It was built in 1978 to serve the airport, but then in the 90s, they built stations in Terminals 1 and 2 that made it obsolete. It's also home to Japan's shortest independent railway operator, Shibayama Railway Company, a company that runs a single line between this never-used station and an even less-used station past the airport called Shibayamachi-Yoda. All of which is why this station tends to be filled with only two kinds of people. Train enthusiasts and lost tourists who accidentally transferred onto the wrong line.
Okay. Wait, what line is that? Wait.
Was it this? Got what could have taken that?
Wait, now, this is wrong. This is the rapid line. We need enough. Ours is different. The local. Yeah, down there.
Down there?
It's the local. It's on track two.
All right. It is actually worth considering, though, Adam, that the
The airport, I think, has two stops.
I know. That's why we're getting on the local. I cannot believe you went to the f***ing airport.
So, we know he's at the airport, but where in the airport?
Well, here's the thing. I have to imagine that the whole reason that he hid at the airport is that he has some f***ed up little final hiding spot that he thinks is going to be impossible to find.
But how f***ed up could it be?
I think it could be pretty f***ed up.
This tunnel is so spooky. This tunnel is so spooky that includes lizards, I think. Well, they're coming in hot.
I mean, here's the thing. Because that airport is huge. Like, it's huge.
Yeah, it's a big airport.
But he's going to be in some weird-ass terminal. He's going to be in, like, the private plane area terminal bullshit, whatever.
It's the first place we ever caught Sam.
You know what I mean?
Was in a private plane hangar. Roll the clip.
Can we stop here?
No. This is the Higashi.
Well, he could be here.
Narita, could he?
Could it happen?
I don't know.
The train just came through, and it just kind of pushed the air just ever so slightly, even all the way up here, to make it less stagnant and slightly cooler. And that was delightful. So nice.
Wait, is this taking us to the right thing? Ben, I think this might be taking us to this thing.
Hello. Turn around. We went the wrong way. We went too far. It's fine.
There's a weird little station.
Yeah, the airport.
Yeah. God damn it. Not ideal. Well, I mean, presumably this will just turn right back around.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is interesting and also potentially quite bad. They took this line. This is the only pet stop past here. I don't know why they would have taken this line rather than one of the Narita Airport lines. That's really weird. But that means that they're going to come back via this station. Why would they have taken that train? I wonder if they just messed up.
I told you it's not that far.
Well, sure. But that was very...
I'm just saying.
All right, back we go.
All right, well, the decision I need to make now, because their train is 3 minutes away, is do I hit him with the travel agent using this card? Or do I duplicate this card? Yeah, I guess I gotta duplicate this because, like, the 20-minute time bonus is not gonna get me in the first place. Yeah, okay, so let me duplicate it. I think I'm just gonna send them plane spotting to the observation deck. That's how you get to Terminal 2. Hopefully, they notice that and take that turn and don't notice me here. I'm lucky I sat on this side of the pillar. Because, like, honestly, I didn't think about it too much. And I could have sat on that side, and I'd be completely visible. I'm not allowed to move now, so, you know, I think I hear the train.
Let's go get him. So we have no way of knowing which terminal he's at.
Okay. The train just stopped at the platform. I heard it. Okay, I'm gonna be really quiet, really still.
What has he done?
We have to travel agent to Terminal 1.
Okay. Should we get back on this or no? No.
Terminal 1?
Okay, the train's leaving. This could be it. This could be it.
More. More 10 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, here. Here. Go story. Upstairs. Okay.
Thank you. That's them. I hear them.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, the question is, do we want to try and clear it?
Oh, God, I think they're coming here.
It's worth our time to clear it.
He still has to send us the photo, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Oh, hey, Sam.
Oh.
Hi.
How's it going?
Well, I was very stressed.
Why did you take that train line?
By accident.
I thought you would. You know, this is only 1,400 people a day use this train line. And the whole thing about
is that your whole cool thing?
Is that nobody uses it.
Nobody uses it?
That's your whole cool thing.
Like, I mean, in fairness to you, this is a crazy station. Nobody's here.
It took me an hour just to find the entrance to this
station.
Truly
very abandoned.
Yeah, there's not a lot going on.
Wow, that sucks for you, man.
Hey, look, it was the same deal for you yesterday.
Yeah, wow.
What also sucks is your best exit would have been that one.
Mmm.
We were just wandering, man.
Yeah. Bye, Ben.
All right, Ben. Bye.
Good luck.
Good luck.
You know, now that I think about it, I have somewhat gifted the person with the winning run the geography that led to the winningest run.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that. It's not the best, I would say.
Yeah. Should we find a nice corner to sleep in?
Yeah, because that's how it works. We sleep in the place where we end.
Are you joking? What have you been doing?
Thank you for watching this week's episode of Jetlag the Game. As always, you can watch the next episode right this very instant by going and signing up for Nebula. We put every episode of Jetlag up 1 week early, so you can go watch episode 4 right now by signing up for Nebula.
Instant gratification. All right, here's the thing. We're doing themed ad-reads.
Okay.
We're doing travel and transit themed. If you like travel, if you like transit, if you like that sort of thing, which you probably do because you watch this show.
Perfect.
Why should those people sign up for Nebula?
Okay, well, I mean, for starters, basics, you get every episode of Jetlag 1 week early. You also get access to our exclusive after-show podcast, The Layover, that's only on Nebula.
I'll also say
we made a whole series that is only on Nebula called The Getaway. Mm. It's a reality competition show that's like The Mole, except we made everybody The Mole as a prank. But importantly, it's on a road trip through the American West, and it's very pretty, and that's travel.
Seamless segue out of that. One of the cast members out of that, Steven.
Bridges.
Yes.
We love him. Yeah. We love Steven Bridges.
And Steven Bridges, he's a professional card counter. Like legitly. Like, not as like a...
Not non-legitly, yes, legitly.
Legitly. And he makes this YouTube channel where he wears like a hidden camera, kind of, and just like documents his job going around. And it has real jet lag vibes because like he puts together these like frantic trips where he's going to like all like...
Yeah,
you know,
and it's like serialized. You do like the different episodes.
To all these casinos and going to the casinos and betting huge amounts of money. And it really kind of feels like jet lag, except like the stakes are real.
Yeah. And I legit, like no joke, have started watching his videos and I'm really into
them. Great.
Like, they are legit very good.
All right.
And they're on Nebula.
Seamlessly segue us out of this to another reason.
You know what? You know what also can be counted as in addition to cards? The number of transit creators on Nebula, such as Not Just Bikes, who makes video essays about transit, and sort of, you know, I've actually learned, like, legit, I have learned a lot about, like,
urban design and transit design from watching that channel. Like, I feel like now when I go to a city and I'm like, this city's vibes suck, I know why, and that's because it's not just bikes.
Speaking of Canadians, Michael Downey.
Oh, I do like Michael Downey.
He goes and rides on cool trains and...
Planes sometimes.
Also, not very often, planes.
He has before. I saw a video when he was on a plane.
Yeah, he does
boats. But mostly trains.
Sometimes he just goes to Formula One races, which is not very trans-oriented, but he just has a good
time. They're in cars. They're riding around.
Yeah, I guess. Sort of. Anyway, it's great.
Ben, you name one.
No, maybe not.
All right, Sam, before we go, name one more travel creator.
I'm going to name you another Canadian travel creator.
Whoa!
There's a lot of them. In fact, I could even pick between two of them. Like, RM Transit does great transit, more oriented stuff.
Sure.
I'm 95% sure he's Canadian. And Rare Earth.
Yeah.
One of the best. He goes crazy places in his stuff. Like, he does not have fear, seemingly.
That's all on Nebula.
The TLDR is like, that's
just
what just we can
travel.
Come out, you know.
And that's just the travel we thought of. There are more travel creators on Nebula.
Ben, you haven't said many things. How do they sign up for this?
Well, if you go into your internet browser and you go ahead and you type in nebula.tv/jetlag, that's going to go ahead and get you 40% off, which was a little treat from us. And that's also how we make sure that we get paid so that we can keep making this show. And then if you like the show and you want it to keep going, that's how you should
do it. I just want to emphasize, please use /jetlag. So many of my friends and family will be like, hey, I signed up for Nebula to watch your show. And I'm like, did you use the jetlag code? And they go, no. And so I'm like, so not only are you not getting 40% off, but also now we got to get a little chunk of that change. We only get it if you use /jetlag.
And now everyone is destitute.
Nebula.tv/jetlag. Bye.